You're a conscientious parent. Your house has several smoke alarms and you check them regularly to make sure the batteries are still good. When it comes to house fires, an ounce of prevention is worth far more than a pound of cure.
However, a study coming out of the Center for Injury Research and Policy at Columbus Children's Hospital in Ohio suggests that even these precautions can be improved upon.
The researchers took 24 children between the ages of 6 and 12 and tried waking them up from deep sleep with two different methods. One was a recording of the child's mother. If I had been one of the kids, the recording they played me would have sounded like this.
Don! Don! Wake up! Get out of bed! Leave the room!
The other one was a loud fire alarm tone. Guess which one works better?
You got it. Mother's voice. Even when the fire alarm tone succeeded in waking kids, it did so only after several minutes of buzz, whereas mom's voice got them up in around 20 seconds.
Now, there isn't any data suggesting that kids are dying in house fires because they don't wake up to the sound of the fire alarm. However, researchers want to know exactly what it is about mom's voice calling them that brings children out of deep sleep faster and more effectively than even a loud, irritating buzz. Is it the frequency of the voice? Is it the use of the child's name? Is it something to do with the use of language? We don't know yet, but the study suggests several factors to explore next, including whether similar effects are present in adults.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by William Orem, with help from William Timberlake in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.